Copples Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Report, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Copples Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Welcome to CWCP Radio. This is Tony Copple. The third week of lockdown starts tonight at midnight. We are bearing up pretty well. In fact, there's so much to do, my boredom index is pretty low. One thing I've done is updated our list of home movies that go back to 1962, but there's an awful lot of them from the last 2.5 years here in South Africa. Go to my Facebook if you want to sample some of them. Today's program is totally different. It's not about Worcester. We've mentioned occasionally that we were on radio in Ottawa, Canada, for some years before coming to South Africa. That's where we got the habit. One of the programs that we were both involved in was Window of Opportunity, a program of folk music. But all good things come to an end. And on the 28th of July, 2017, Window of Opportunity came to an end. I'm going to play you the final program. This is mainly music, but some reminiscences and a phone-in from the originator of Window of Opportunity, Dean Verger. If you really like music, like about 5% of the population, you'll enjoy this show. If you just like music, like most of the population, then you may enjoy this show. And if you don't like music, like about 5% of the population, then probably now is a good time to switch off. Window of Opportunity always lasted an hour, so it's going to take up the complete CWCP radio edition for today. And here's a secret. We know how many people are listening, and we usually check it out during the show. We hope that you're able to obey all the lockdown rules in whichever country you are. Much of the world is now in lockdown. It is an historic and unique time. Crime in South Africa has dropped dramatically, and people are finding new ways to be creative. We particularly enjoy the Kifness, a South African group led by a very talented man called Dave Scott. So just sit back, get yourself a cup of coffee, and enjoy Window of Opportunity.
Welcome to Window of Opportunity, CKCU's Friday Focus Show. We're your hosts, Tony and L.A. Copple, and this is a very special show. It's the very last Window of Opportunity. Sob, sob. Really. So please stick around with us for the next hour. We'll share with you some of our top favorites. Some of these are your favorites. So we may even have a special guest call into the studio shortly. But we'll start off with the first folk song I ever played on the show over 15 years ago, back in January 2002, when I was co-hosting with Dean Verger. Here's Kate and Anna McGarrigle with Matapedia on CKCU 93.1 FM, Window of Opportunity.
Her hair was dyed black and she was bending down, picking something from off the ground. She was 17, but he said, "Oh my God, it's Kate." She said, "No, I'm the daughter of Kate.
Playing music for people has always been my secret addiction. CKCU allowed me to do it on a grand scale, and I'll always be grateful to you, CKCU. I believe the popular music of the 1960s to 1980 is a separate art form from all other popular music. I love all that music. As I get older, I just love it more. Folk music from the 1960s to the present time doesn't get dated. There's so much talent, and we, the listeners, can pick and choose. What a privilege. David Wiffen. I love his voice. I love his tunes. I love his words. A pioneer of the early days of Ottawa's preeminence in the 1970s folk revival. Your Room comes from a collection recorded way back, but forgotten about in Richard Patterson's possessions until after he died. And we're going to play a track from Songs from the Lost and Found, and the track is Your Room from David Wiffen here on Window of Opportunity.
So we sit in your room. I say I'm leaving soon, but you don't. Stare in your cup the way you always do. I guess this means we're through. Once I could laugh at it all, now I feel so small. Sit at the top of your stairs, try hard to hide the tears, but you don't look up.
Once this comes off, and they'll switch.
Before Laurie Anne got onto Window of Opportunity in 2002, there was Dean Verger. Dean, are you listening?
I am indeed.
So, welcome back, Dean.
So we dragged you back. We're going to delve into.
And thank you, Tony.
We're going to delve into history just for a few seconds. When did you start Window of Opportunity?
And a couple of years before Laurie Anne joined me late at night.
It was indeed. And why did you start the program, Dean?
Well, I like music. Biggest reason there is. That's why I started the program.
Great reason.
And so I had a lot of music that I was listening to. I was getting regular CDs in those days, everything from tapes and such, and even CDs coming in. And it was just wanted to share that music with other people.
And I remember when Lorianne had gone to the studio after midnight and I would listen to the show, and I loved it, and I really liked the selections that you made. Are you happy with the job that Lorianne's done with it since she took over from you?
Lorianne, yourself, Chris, Ron, everybody. There's so much beautiful music that having different people bring their experiences to the show has been wonderful. For example, simple things like Lorianne going out to the festivals and meeting with the performers live, talking to them, getting little snippets from them, and then bringing that back to the studio. That's priceless and a lot of work. And she was there making that show happen.
This is my last question. Do you feel that Window has made a valid contribution to the Ottawa folkish scene, considering it's always been a little bit in the shadow of Canadian spaces?
Well, not everybody is up and able to listen at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday mornings to Canadian spaces. I've always liked the drive home feature of Window of Opportunity, and this is a nicely placed show, so when people are driving home on a Friday, they can hear voices they have not heard before. Or when we originally had it at 12 midnight till 2 in the morning, I used to call it a drive home show.
It was.
From those people leaving the bars.
That's right. Especially the Black Sheep. I remember that.
You know, I'd love to talk to you for an hour, but I'm afraid our time is up now because we've got so much of our favorite music to fit in. So, Dean Verga, thank you for being with us on this, the last Window of Opportunity.
Enjoy your retirement.
Thanks, Dean. And that was Dean Verger, the founder of Window of Opportunity. He handed me the show. We co-hosted from about January 2002 until the Folk Festival in 2002, and then he just handed me the show. And then a year later, in September 2003, we took on the slot here at 3 o'clock on Fridays. That's when it became CKCU's Friday Focus Show, although technically it was on a Friday before, because it was on Friday at midnight, which is Thursday night. So we're going to go back to the music, and we'll start off with Fred Eaglesmith, which is a train song, because I love train songs. We used to have many train song shows on Window years ago. And what Ottawa area folkie doesn't like Fred Eaglesmith? Here's Fred Eaglesmith with I Like Trains on CKCU 93.1 FM, Window of Opportunity.
Fast streams, I like trains. They call out to inside my lonely room, there is no
came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. And fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news. Hadn't had the time to choose. Tells me all he knows.
about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain, stayed for love. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
This is CKCU 93.1 FM in the nation's capital.
Over my head.
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 Christian music doesn't have to be over your head. Unless it's on CKCU.
Over My Head. CKCU's source for sounds by artists with a Christian worldview. With your hosts, Dave Leibold, Tony, or L.A. Koppel. Every Sunday morning at 8 on CKCU 93.1 FM. CKCU 93.1 FM, it's 3:28 in the nation's capital. I'm L.A. Koppel, and that is actually a show that we are still on Over My Head on Sunday mornings at 8. I will tell you more about that in later on in the show. So we were listening to Nick Drake with Riverman with from Five Leaves Left. Tony will tell you about that in a moment. Dar Williams with Whispering Pines from The Beauty of the Rain, and that's one of my favorites due to her harmonies. I got Dar to sign the CD when we saw her at the Black Sheep a few years back, and what a singer and what a show. I just love anything that she sings. And Craig Eaglesmith with I Like Trains from Drive-In Movie, and it's a train song, and I love train songs. We used to have many train song shows on Window years ago. And as I said earlier, what Ottawa area folkie doesn't like Fred Eaglesmith? So, Tony, why did you pick Nick Drake?
The river in Riverman is the Cam, which winds through Cambridge University, where Nick and I were near contemporaries. He has a unique guitar style, and no one's been able to replicate it. He had a tragic short life. He was bipolar. Yet today he has an ever-growing following. Kurt Swinghammer has done an excellent rock version of Riverman.
Fantastic. So I'd also like to give a shout out to John and Christina, who we saw earlier. We're part of a Connect group in Westboro area. So and John is a musician, and we'll be playing his music on Over My Head probably on August 6th or August 13th for sure. And in case you just tuned in, you're listening to CKCU 93.1 FM. You can hear us locally on Rogers Digital Cable 944 or anywhere in the world on CKCUFM.com. This is the very last Window of Opportunity show, so we're glad you're listening. And we've had people call in, like Dean Verger, the founder of the show. And if you missed him, you can listen in on demand later on. And Dean's amazing. Just an amazing folky. He's got the real gift of encouragement as well. And some of you listeners have also been journeying along with us for over 15 years, 14 years here on Friday afternoons. Two of those listeners have put up something on the on-demand feature,
Add Your Voice.
Add Your Voice feature. Shelley Ann Morris, who sometimes fills in for us, and Mike Mercer, and they've both been incredibly faithful to both of us. And actually, in the case of Mike, he would even listen to me when I was on Algonquin's radio. And that is faithfulness, that is for sure. So thank you so much for that. So we're continuing along with some of our top favorites. There's just too many to fit in, but we expect that you're enjoying these favorites as well. So here's a favorite of both of us. Ian Tamlin singing about the loss of Uli P. Bennett, who Tony had the pleasure of speaking with at one of his last shows. In fact, Tony, you can even say something about that.
Well, it was a little daunting for me. I saw him there, bald head, but I just couldn't miss the opportunity. So I just went up and chatted, and he couldn't have been nicer and more pleasant. It was like meeting an old friend.
And a folky photographer friend of ours took pictures. So yeah. We always have that. It's quite poignant to see those pictures and to remember Willie via Ian Tamlin's music. And we also love Ian Tamlin. We've had a chance to see him a few times and get to know him a little bit. He is very approachable and just an amazing singer-songwriter. So here's Ian Tamlin with Hurricane Heart on CKCU 93.1 FM, Window of Opportunity.
I can't believe that you're gone. Still hear your laughter, still hear your song, and nothing is right, and it's certainly wrong. You're gone. I've come to believe a mistake has been made. God was absent, was somehow delayed in Iraq or Iran, Afghanistan. You're gone. But how could he miss your heart attack? With a heart so big, how could he miss that? Like the death of a child whose life's just begun, now undone. The Buddhists, they bow, and the Jews have no words. The Catholics mutter, but they know it's absurd. For when one is taken before his time, that's different than not getting out alive. Many more songs to sing, notes to blow, pass me that drink, nights to wail and howl at the moon too soon. I can't believe that
that you're gone, cause I still hear your laughter, I still hear your song. Nothing is right, and it's certainly wrong, you're gone.
Down the hall, the enemy ducked out of the doorways and barely had time to shoot them all. Seemed so real, he almost came, but it was just a video game. They were lying on the floor, he stepped up to the closest one. He laughed out loud to watch them die as he reloaded his gun. If it was really being seen, but it was just a video game. In the next booth in the arcade, the enemy came over the hill. They were threatening from all sides, he had just an instant for the kill. He made their bodies burst in flame, but it was just a video game. He went home to his house, he locked himself into his room. Called up his only friend, said, are you ready for some doom? I hate my parents, you know I hate everybody in this town. I'm gonna make myself a statement, I'm gonna take somebody down. He flew the plane over the city, looking for industrial sites. Hit a hospital by accident, took out the radio towers, blinking lights. He pretended it was Belgrade, but it was just a video game. Alien warriors by ultraviolet light, assassinated naked cheerleaders from a laser-guided satellite. The only thing he thinks is a shame is that it's just a video game. Now he's a poster boy for gun control and a family values crowd. Wanna get him on his knees so youth won't act so proud. You talk about your freedom as if weapons were your wealth, but when are you gonna rise above the violence in yourself? He walked into the building, took a gun out of his coat. By the time the police got there, it put a bullet through his own throat. He thought it would have fame, but it was just a video game. Nah, don't tell me his name. Well, it was just a video game. If it was really being sane, well, it was just a video game.
Rod McDonald, same vintage as David Whiffen, and still making great music from his base in Florida. You know, I've never heard him on radio except when I play him, so I think I have a duty. This is my favorite song from my favorite Rod McDonald album, Recognition, although the whole album is full of gems. Video Game is a biting satire on violence in people's lives.
And I can think of a few songs about that, but that's a whole nother story. So the next set is all about music that sets you at ease. It's no secret that I'm a harmony junkie. Well, Tony is too, but he is in a different way. And you add blues licks, mandolin, and finger picking, and I'm in folky heaven. Maybe you are too. Here's Stephen Fearing with The Man Who Married Music on CKCU 93.1. FM, Window of Opportunity.
I had a dream that you were pregnant, and I awoke to pray that the stork who carries baby songs was heading my way. And I was tangled in the sheets, and I was torn between the two, the man who married music and the man who married you. Am I over the hill? Have I gone around the bend? 'Cause I'm out there chasing songs with melodies that never end. And I sing them 'cause I have to, and I love them so I do. The man who married music, the man who married you. And every life is suffering, every life is pain. Agony and ecstasy are my middle names. The truth is stranger than fiction, and strange is what I do. So keep a candle in the window, I'll be home soon. Jealous kind, 'cause on the day we were wed, there were two grooms and two brides, and I stood right beside you, and they stood beside us too. The man who married music, the man who married you. And I miss you when I'm everywhere, I miss you when I'm home. I miss you when I'm nothing and when I'm alone. And truth is stranger than fiction, and strange is what I do. The man who married music and the man who married you. The man who married music and the man who married you.
A god in a hospital, no one laughs at god in a war, no one's laughing at god when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at god when a doctor calls after some routine tests, no one's laughing at god when it's gotten real late, their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at god when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, ha ha. A god in a hospital, no one laughs at god in a war, no one's laughing at god when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at god on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at god
Regina Spektor, Laughing With, was the first of her songs I ever heard, and it hit me square in the brain. She's from New York. All her songs are exceptional.
She has an amazing voice, too.
And that video, we were watching the video here in the studio. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah, it's kind of spellbinding just watching her. So, Tony, tell me why this song hits you.
Well, first of all, I love to get God into the program. And we can't play her on Over My Head because she's Jewish. But
there's nothing wrong with being Jewish. But anyway, that's another story.
No, just we can't play her
on Over My Head. Right. Okay.
So she gets in on this show.
Gotcha. But actually, we're going to be working for God in South Africa, which is a whole other story. We're going to be volunteers working in the townships, volunteering in the townships, being like a grandma and grandpa to latchkey orphan kids. Or when I say latchkey, it's like families whose parents are working and they don't get to see their kids because they're just trying to make ends meet. And so that's where we would come in to be like grandparents with these kids, but also far more than just that. And they also have a radio station in the area called Valley FM that we hope to join, as well as a whole bunch of other things that we'll be doing. But we are going to continue on Over My Head until around Thanksgiving, so you can still hear us on Over My Head on Sundays, the first and second Sunday of every month is usually when we're on. Otherwise, it's our good friend Dave Leibold. And so make sure to check us out. So some of you will miss us on Friday afternoons, but as I said earlier, you can still hear us on Over My Head until we go to South Africa. And so make sure to check us out. So we're winding down to the end of the show here. We can't squeeze in everything, but these are our last tunes. We'll hear Tony's pick of local artist Aaron Saoirse Adair singing a Phil Elks tune, Changes. But first, we'll hear a song that's always given me goosebumps, from the chillax and feel of the tune to the way that Rick and Susie sing together. Here's Rick Vines and Susie Vinnick with Slow Down Mama on CKCU 93.1 FM, Window of Opportunity.
So easy to breathe. ease your breath and ease your hurry mind. Slow down, mama. Catch your breath and ease your hurry mind. You got a racetrack mind speeding all the time. Take your foot off the gas, roll over to the side.
When the sun's putting on a show just for you, dancing on the water, gonna wash away your blues.
Slow down, mama.
It's a sweet, sweet world if you let it be.
Oh,
slow down, mama. Catch your breath and ease your hurried mind.
Oh, slow down, mama. Catch your breath.
The forest.
will part to a strange melody, as fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of soul, holes of changes.
I can't understand why Phil Oakes is less famous than Bob Dylan. Far more political, far more direct, equal in tune writing. Aaron Sirsha Adair made this disc of a few of his songs 3 years ago and played them at the first Ottawa Oaks Fest. She well reflects the mood of the songs, and she's an Ottawa girl, so she gets into my selection. And now, our last song ever on Window of Opportunity, Tim Harrison's Wheatfield with Crows, here on Window of Opportunity.
CKCU 93.1 FM. We wish everyone well, and you can hear us again on Over My Head on Sunday mornings. Here is Tim Harrison, Wheatfield with Crows.
One more image as the palette overflows. One more step before the forks in the road separate us and we're gone. Young rebels in the night drew thin lines around what's wrong and what is right. Clutching fingers grasped at straws and held on tight. Young lovers sang their songs, and there was music, and the streets came alive. We ran into the dawn. Dreams of freedom drove us on. And there was glory, and it was holy. It was the moon and the stars, and it was the world blown apart. Wheatfield with crows, urgent talk in small cafes till they closed. Roaring poetry around corners rolling home. Rooftops echoed, buildings rang. In the darkened rooms, streams of streetlight bathed their bodies as they moved, slowly tracing Aphrodite's through the starry nights. And there was music, and the streets came alive. We ran into the dawn. Dreams of freedom drove us on. And there was glory, it was holy, it was the moon and the stars, and it was the world blown apart.
You are listening to CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa.
Well, actually, you're not. You've been listening to CWCP Radio, and we've just rebroadcast the last Window of Opportunity show from CKCU in Ottawa, which went out on the 28th of July, 2017. At that time, Lauriane and I were preparing to leave Canada for 3 years in South Africa. And one of the things we took with us to South Africa was a Raspberry Pi internet radio device, because something told us that we didn't want to stop broadcasting and we might have opportunities here in South Africa. And indeed we did. This has been the 97th program in the series of Worcester Reports on CWCP Radio. We wish you well, particularly if you listen to the whole of this program, and we hope to be back with you in a week. But things are moving fast in the world and in this country. If we're going to be on, we will notify you on both the Copples in Western Cape Radio Facebook and on my Facebook, and my is Tony Copple. And I say good day and God bless you.
Hail Halloween refugees. How many of you sort of turn all the lights out and just pretended you weren't there? We certainly did. We are Kenbits. I didn't tell them that's our name, so there you go. Ron Betts on bass, Lauriane, my wife, sweetheart, and singer, and percussionist, and I'm Tony Copple. And you are privileged to be present at what is probably our last appearance before we go back to our day jobs. Hence the film that is being taken as I speak. And we're making an audio recording here so that we can say, you can go and get our CD after the show.
Oh, great.
Actually, you can't because I haven't done it yet. But I've always wanted to say that. So we will preserve this for posterity. Oh, by the way, it is also our very first performance. You can see why it's so unique.
It's your 1th anniversary.
Yeah, could be. And I'm not ashamed. We'll stick it up on YouTube if it's really bad. So. The difference between professional singers and amateurs, and I'll leave you to judge which group we're in, is that professionals have to learn the words, not to mention the chords and the music. We didn't bother to do that because for me it would take about 2 years to learn just one poem and one song.
Even though you're open.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's much easier to write a song than it is to play it. Lauriane this afternoon was on her radio program. She's been on it every week for the last 5 or 6 years. It's called Window of Opportunity. Has anyone ever heard it? It's on 93.1, CKCU. I'll turn my back to you so you can see it. And this show is sponsored by CKCU FM. They don't know it, but...
And I did mention it on the show this afternoon.
And about 2003, Lauriane asked me as a birthday present for her, or a Christmas present, to write the theme song for the show. I'd never written a song before, and you're about to hear what I wrote. This is the first song I ever wrote, and this song has been played every week on CBC for the last 5 years. But I actually earned SoCan royalties. Wow.
Before the dawn.
your window of opportunity. Each minute, hour, never to return. That special look, a glance, it's yours now. Take with impunity. Step out in faith, your destiny you'll
Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.